Digital Coach is brought to you by Distinction Communication, where we help story and storyteller drive ideas and information.
Today's topic, bringing some sanity back to the presentation visual. During our full-day presentation skills workshops around the country, one of the questions we ask in the afternoon is this one. What effect does PowerPoint have on the typical presenter and their audience? Since this software tool is the de facto standard for communicating visual information today, an occasional sanity check is probably in order. See if you agree with their answers. It bogs down the presenter and turns them into bullet readers. It saps their energy. It puts their audiences to sleep every time nobody uses PowerPoint very well. It can take a good presenter and make them horrible. It's the extreme rare voice that tells us that PowerPoint actually helped accelerate information and ideas in any kind of meaningful way. Okay, so if we're all in agreement about what the problem is and the impact PowerPoint is having on our audiences, then why haven't many presenters made some progress in this area? Well, I think the answer is pretty simple. First, it's simply easier to be painfully average. Second, presenters say, oh, I have no time to make my PowerPoint presentations better. There seems to be this correlation between time and quality that presenters struggle with. The last point is, presenters struggle with conceptualizing images that tell stories instead of simply words. And the outliner in PowerPoint probably has something to do with that. It wants us to conceptualize our presentations in terms of words and bullets and sub-bullets. But where most presenters struggle is transitioning from that text-oriented left-brain outline information to more visual information that's processed on the right side of the brain much more effectively. The painful reality is that presentations intended to leverage tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales opportunities or forge key relationships or convince stingy investors are often cobbled together by overworked managers and executives. Rarely are they carefully shaped by those who are experienced in visual communications. Ironic, isn't it? What's your ad hoc presentation process costing you today? During today's session, we're going to look at three key tips to get you on the road to recovery for your presentation visuals. Take them to heart and understand the stakes associated with your communication opportunities. That's your motivation for change. Point one, apply the 7-second rule. When you introduce a visual image, it should take no longer than 7 seconds for the audience to grasp the intent of the slide. Anything longer, and you're forcing them to make an unfortunate decision. Do I abandon the slide or engage with the presenter? They simply can't do both. The average time for most presentations we see today is 30 seconds to as much as 2 minutes or more for the audience to be able to read everything that's on screen. They simply can't assimilate all the information that's there. But if most presenters were honest today, they would agree, but most would say they have to do it anyhow. What is wrong with this picture? A quick solution is to break your slide up into 7-second thoughts. Use the animation build feature in PowerPoint to introduce information and ideas in bite-sized pieces. Still finding you have to create a ton of animations to get in the 7 seconds? Then the problem is you're probably trying to do too much on a single screen. Point two, less is always more. Here's an exercise for your team to try. Take one of your presentation slides and redo it following this progression. In the first pass, you can only use a few images and not a single word. This painful exercise gets presenters thinking about the essence of what they're trying to say, and they become the color commentators for giving those images meaning. In the second pass, you're allowed one word for each image. Still not easy, but now you have just a little bit of help. Finally, in the last pass, you're allowed no more than 12 words on the entire slide. If we actually create a text budget, we will find we choose the words we use much more carefully. If you believe you have an unlimited resource of words, then you will sabotage your effectiveness every time. Point three, talk to the essence of the slide. As presenters, we've gotten into some pretty nasty habits. We feel if we have 6 or 7 bullets on screen, we must explain each one to our own satisfaction. Instead, think in terms of talking to the essence of the entire slide. The individual bullets are simply examples of the high-level story you're telling. Perhaps you specifically call out one of the bullets to highlight your point. Avoid at all costs the click-read habit. First of all, you can't possibly be looking at your audience. And secondly, this will cause audiences to check out so fast your head will spin. Don't even bother with the sub-bullets and sub-sub-bullets. They are a waste of time. They will never be read, and they are really just talking points for the presenter anyhow, ones your audiences do not need to see. Do you want the ultimate sanity check for business communicators today? A measuring stick for how to approach each presentation visual? Okay, here goes. We need to be less preoccupied with giving presentations. Anybody can give a presentation today. As a matter of fact, grade school kids are giving presentations today. No, our biggest challenge as business communicators is how do I communicate information and ideas in a way that my audiences actually get? Giving is all about you, your PowerPoint, your projector, the message you want to communicate on an unsuspecting audience. The getting is all about your audience. What they would say is important to know. Shaping information in a way that's easiest for them to assimilate. Engaging their hearts and not simply their intellect. Presenting is first and foremost a relational art, not a technical one. If there's any PowerPoint poisoning going on, it's too often the result of presenters who have placed their own needs and agendas above their audiences, and that will always be the kiss of death for a presenter. You can change. You can stand out from the crowd, but it takes a fresh perspective and a willingness to try some new things. That's it for today. Join us again for another installment of The Digital Coach from Distinction Communication.
For more information on Distinction Communication, visit us at distinction-services.com.